a unique spot for me to be sitting here talking to you here with the verge of the playoffs here on the horizon. A couple seasons ago, last season, we wouldn't have the opportunity to do this. How important was it for you to be there every game?
It was very important. Obviously, just working hard to get back to where I wanted to be, and just wanted to be out there for every game. I love playing the game, don't like sitting and watching. So it was great the playoff season. It's great to be going into the playoffs healthy and ready to roll. So I'm super excited and feeling good, and I can't be more anxious for the playoffs to come, man. I'm excited.
When did you know the big guy, Rob, was back? At what point this year did it, you know, whether it was a hit you took, whether it was a ball you caught, maybe the left-handed grab?
I knew I was back, like, when the season started and all. It just felt good just being back out there with the team, going out there, getting some victories and stuff. But when I really felt back was the Cincinnati game. Everything just kicked in, felt back to being normal out there, the speed of the game, all back to normal.
Diving receiver.
Worried at all that you haven't played in 3 weeks? There's a lot of talk out there that when teams sit for a certain amount of time and the team that gets the bye hasn't really won the Super Bowl as of late, that you sit for too long and you get rusty. Do you worry about not playing for 3 weeks?
Not really. I mean, I get rested, get the body feeling good, but also at the same time, we're out there at practice. We're going hard at practice. We're not just sitting back when we practice, relaxing. We're going out. We're practicing hard like it's a game, staying in shape, working out, and doing everything out there. So just got to keep practicing hard and maintain it, and I feel like I'll be good.
You got a chance to watch some of the games last weekend. Baltimore beats Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. It's the Ravens. Now, we all know the guy that hit you and knocked you out in that Ravens game when you played in the playoffs here is no longer on their team, but it is the Baltimore Ravens. Any little more extra oomph in it for you?
I mean,
granted that it's the Ravens.
It's our first playoff game. We would have that no matter what, no matter who we're playing. But it's the Baltimore Ravens. When it comes to playoff time, they're ready to go. They got big, they got fast guys, and they're physical. So we got to be mentally and we got to be physically prepared for this game, no doubt about that, because they're going to be bringing it, and we got to bring it too. And we got to prepare hard this week. And when it comes to Saturday, it's all full go, and it's going to be a great game out there.
Brady's going to drop back. He's going to throw for Gronk. He's got a touchdown now as the Patriots expand their lead.
Well, I want to ask you about Tom Brady, your relationship with him and how it's grown over the years. He says you were the smartest player that he's ever played with, as far as from a football standpoint. What's that mean to you?
I mean, I definitely take that as a compliment, no doubt about that. I mean, you can have the skills, but sometimes you can't really read what's going on out there, and seeing what the defense is, seeing where the players are, where to turn, where the ball's going to be placed, just having that instinct. And I always felt like I had that little, too, just a little football instinct in you. I got to say, Tom knows his football inside and out, too, so you got to give it to him. He's definitely helped me out and definitely helped me develop to where I am now. Just not just him, but the coaches, too, and throughout the whole team, how everyone works together so hard.
All right, I'm asking you all these questions here, and there's a big smile ear to ear. It seems like you're having fun. You're a unanimous all-pro selection, and unanimous, and that really hasn't happened. What does that mean to you that, you know, you could do this game and play at a high level and still have fun doing it?
That's the whole point, is I'm not going to go out there and do what I want to do and not have fun with it. So that's what's so great about this job, is you have fun with it at the same time. You know, I love coming to work, love going out there on Sundays, especially in this case it's Saturday. Same difference, I'm going to be ready, and I'm going to have a lot of fun out there, and it's just fun playing the game overall. And this year especially, because I had it taken away from me a few times, and I know what it's like to be watching and sitting there, and that's not so fun at all, watching your teammates go after it and not being out there with them. So just having a blast with it, and not taking anything for granted this year, no doubt.
Speaking of working all week, this is playoff week. Protein intake this week, will it be? Will you increase it to full maximum strength?
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Give me your breakfast, give me your lunch.
Protein, you got to have a protein shake in the morning, protein shake in the afternoon, and protein shake before you go to bed.
All right, sounds
good. No doubt about that. You need those muscles to get developed and recover, all that good stuff.
Helps for all the dance and all the bro downs out there, too, for hopefully a good post-game celebration.
Hey, whatever it is, you need that protein.
All right, big guy, good luck this weekend.
All right, man, appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.